Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I've got a very interesting voice review, one which I've wanted to do for a while now. It was recommended by one of you guys. Sorry, again, didn't write the name down when I put it on the list, but here it is for you if you're watching. Anyway, this is the voice of Freddie Mercury.
Trying to find out if the new songs were going to work with an extra musician, because we'd never done that before.
Now, of course, I'm reviewing speaking voices. I'm not reviewing singing voices, because different things happen when people sing. What's interesting here with Freddie Mercury, as you'll see in the interview, is that when he speaks, he sounds so different to when he sings. So different. I mean, I only in the last couple of years actually saw an interview with him speaking, and I was quite surprised, because as a stage performer, as a singer, he's got this mid-Atlantic accent, which is kind of American sounding, and he's very ha, fla, ska, ga, and very expressive and very open. But when he's speaking, he sounds like this.
It's going well. It's going very, very well, and it's getting better every day, you know, because I think it's a new tour, and we're learning a lot after every show. And I personally take a lot of, you know, do a lot of research after every show to find out what's going right, especially like the lights we were talking about before, and to make sure that, because I mean, they're very sophisticated lights and they can do so much more.
What strikes me as very interesting about Freddie Mercury straight away is how shy he appears. And that comes across in his voice, I believe. He stutters a little bit, he breaks up words, and he's not too sure about what he's saying, and he's very gentle and very soft-spoken, which is not the kind of Freddie Mercury that you know from stage performances, who's very confident and very, yeah, and very out there and very kind of free and expressive. So that's very interesting to see that he's not fully energized when he's speaking. Maybe it's just the situation, but he doesn't seem like someone who's using his voice as a speaker as well as he could. He's quite articulate, but as he's speaking so softly, he's really kind of backing off and just very gentle, and he's not fully supporting his breath. He's smoking and drinking in this scene, which is interesting to see a singer, and clearly it didn't affect his singing voice, did it? But maybe possibly because he's sitting down, maybe that when he's speaking he just doesn't feel so comfortable, and that conscious feeling of not really wanting to or not feeling in the right situation can affect your voice. And so if you're someone who, I mean, here's the thing, like, here's a little story about myself. Growing up, you may or may not believe this, but I was a shy person myself. And when I started singing, I was 15 when I started my first band. And I took singing lessons and I got into a band, and I remember doing my first show and I was elated afterwards. I felt great. I wasn't a brilliant singer, of course, at the time, but I was very kind of socially awkward and felt very nervous being, talking to people. Yet when I was in the band, I had no fear being a complete fool and shouting my head off. It was fine for me. So that was a way for me to express myself. And when I see this in someone as confident and talented as Freddie Mercury when he's talking, it somehow reflects to how I felt when I was younger. And I feel like I can kind of relate, and I can understand that because he's, you know, fairly young here himself. But I can kind of understand how you may put a persona on. People put characters on and people put things in front of them. And I wonder if that's something that you might do in different situations. I'm not sure if you're a singer or a speaker, but perhaps you find that in some environments you feel confident, but in others you don't. Like maybe in front of your family and friends you can be yourself, but in front of strangers you might feel very shy and withdrawn. And it's interesting to know that it's not always about your physical ability. Sometimes it's, as we see with him, you know, we know he's a brilliant singer, but very, a little bit guarded and shy when he's speaking. So perhaps the connections you make emotionally and mentally with your situation are what's affecting your voice, and it's not the voice itself. So that's always one thing to consider, and I'm glad that, you know, I'm doing a review on Freddie Mercury today, because that's something that a lot of people need to hear. A lot of people are asking me questions about their voice and considering how it doesn't work, and often saying that in some situations, like some people who stutter don't stutter always, only in certain like situations, and so did he, and so do many other people, and it is more conquering your phobias and fears and trying to find deep down inside what it is that you feel uncomfortable about. What is it? You have to kind of dig deep and maybe even get some therapy or even some hypnotherapy and get to the core of it to find out how you can change those perceptions of the world or your situation, so then you can feel free to express yourself in all environments, in front of all people. And that's the aim, right? If we're going to improve our voice, it's not just about making it bigger, brighter and bolder and more articulate, but also feeling comfortable in using it. Okay, right, so I just wanted to say that. Let's move on and look at it a bit more.
I think every day I learn something, you know, I ask the lighting man to do something new, depending. And also we're interjecting the show with new songs, so every time we do a new song, we have to have a new light thing. So I think I ask him to try and do different things every day. So I don't know, I mean, you've seen the shows before, but I don't know if you find them different. But I mean, the light cues can be different, you know, forever. I mean, you can have a new show every day if you wanted to.
Actually, how long did you rehearse for this show?
Okay, it clearly has to be said, and it stands out, because I often talk about, you know, the instrument and the way that we're built. Freddie Mercury clearly had quite a large kind of top front teeth. He had a kind of a big mouth cavity where that has shaped his mouth like that. And you can see he's constantly licking like that. So it's something that might have, you know, unconsciously been irritating him. And clearly, I imagine growing up as a child, having teeth like that, maybe he even got bullied for it. And so that could have been something that he was unconsciously aware of and affected the way he spoke and affected him. So again, it's down to the psychological and how he saw himself. But clearly, having that extra space and that shape of his mouth was able to, you know, help him with his singing and send sound out of his mouth so beautifully. I'm sure that is part and parcel of it, and because of the way he sounds. He's got kind of high cheekbones, he's got a dynamic voice when he's using it.
In Los Angeles for 2 weeks, so but basically it was all on technical things to make sure that the lights would work. And but even then we didn't really rehearse that much, and we didn't have time to rehearse the new songs, because basically we were, you know, trying out the lights and also trying to introduce the new keyboard man. So we had
he's quite well spoken. He's I would have said his voice would have been RP. I believe his parents were both Indian, and that may have had some effect on his accent, but he's not picked it up. He's clearly stepped away from that, which is interesting, because maybe he didn't choose to, maybe he made the conscious effort to speak more kind of traditional English and more RP, and so he developed that. And I don't think that's necessarily affected by, you know, the shape of his, you know, his jaw or whatever, but that would have been a choice too. So the biggest takeaway I think we can take from Freddie Mercury is the message that I said earlier about feeling comfortable in our skin and feeling comfortable in our environments, and trying to learn and discover how and where we change our perception of the people around us and how we use our voice. It's not always about the physical. It's not always about the instrument. Sometimes it's about the psychological and the emotional and what that allows you to do with your instrument. So let's say you have the best possibility for speaking in the world or singing, yet your mind is holding you back, or your emotions are stopping you and suppressing you from being able to express yourself clearly. So it's something to think about, it's something to consider, and that's what I'm taking away mostly from Freddie Mercury, and something to look out for. So thank you for watching this. Thank you to whoever suggested Freddie Mercury. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.